As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, happy Thursday to you. Glad you're with us here. Mark Cox, Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright in studio with us this morning, and Sue Thomas along a little later, of course, with your traffic. If there's anything going on, we'll keep you up to date. Happy you are here, because yesterday we had a great afternoon. A bunch of us here from the radio station went out and volunteered our time. Weren't you so proud of me, Kim?
I was proud of you.
I went out and put it on the line, picked up garbage yesterday. In North St. Louis.
You go, Mark.
I'm telling you. We did it. We went up by Crown Candy. Apparently, the Go St. Louis Marathon is going to be running through that particular area. And they like you to go up there and help clean up the route as the runners jog through that area.
Did you want to share some of the things you found?
Just typical stuff you might find on the city street.
Why?
Condom wrappers and pants and... empty beer cans and things
just
like that.
Your average Wednesday
just
in the city.
Your average Wednesday in the city. But the greatest thing about it was it just so ended up we spent about an hour trying to clean that, I don't know, 6 or 7 block area there between Crown Candy and Market Street. And at the end of it, we got to have Crown Candy sandwiches. Like, and if you've never had it, I just have to tell you, it's a treat. I had the turkey bacon melt, and They really don't skimp on the bacon. I'm just telling
I remember
you,
it's like
you're getting a slab of bacon with your sandwich. It was artery clogging, and it was magnificent, if I can just mention that.
No, I remember thinking, like, is this, when you go to the grocery store and you get all the bacon, I'm like, is this half of it that they put on this sandwich?
And then the ice cream afterwards, it just made the whole thing worth it. It just really paid us off for coming up there and helping clean up.
Well, I know you
Thank
love
you,
Earth
Andy.
Day,
we appreciate
so I
that.
Know that was a really big deal. You've been looking forward to that day for a very long time.
It wasn't really Earth Day related, although we're a couple days afterwards.
Earth Day was Tuesday.
It was about helping out to clean up the area for the marathon. So, speaking of the marathon, the story out of Boston is just amazing. I'm going to get to this for you coming up here shortly, but it's just amazing to me. They allowed men to compete in the women's category at the Boston Marathon this year because they're woke and they're stupid and they don't see anything wrong with this at all. I don't understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. Run in the men's category. If you were born a biological male, strap it on and go run in the men's category, right? If you're born a biological female, run in the women's category. It's just that simple. So you know there were plenty of women who ran. There were 30,000 people ran that race yesterday. And you know there were people, and you run it for your own best personal time. I get that. But there were people who had their spot in the final number dropped because there were men who finished ahead of them.
Let me go ahead and guess that there were no women who ran with the men.
You mean in the men's category?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know the answer to that. I assume they could have if they'd wanted to.
Trans
Why
men?
Would they?
Well, exactly. Because it's so much more than just, oh, I identify as a woman or I identify as a man. There has to be an ulterior motive for these guys to want to run with the women. I mean, did you see pictures
just like
of him?
Leah Thomas, where he was ranked 400th in the men's swimming and was winning awards in the women's swimming.
Isn't Leah Thomas, I don't remember, I actually don't remember his first name before he changed it to
Leah.
He's
a dude.
But isn't he like 6'2"? He's over 6 feet. Not that some women aren't, but let's be real. The vast majority of women, they do not look like that.
I don't know. He's a dude. It's a problem. Coming up, we're going to talk to Ryan Schmelz here in a few minutes about yet another case of an illegal alien in Maryland murdering one of Chris Von Hollen's constituents, but he's more concerned with the illegal alien getting due process in El Salvador. It's the biggest slap in the face to Americans that I've seen in a long time, and a really stupid action by a United States senator and some of these other congresspeople that have been flying down there for sure. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour will talk Blues and what they need to do tonight to kind of get this thing back on track. They've got to make up two games. They can pretty much win everything from this point forward, it sounds to me like. So we'll get to him at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Gott Shortlist.
This executive order takes existing law on HBCUs and brings it into effect. We're going to be setting up a White House initiative on HBCUs. The basic idea here is making sure that every aspect of your administration is working to ensure that HBCUs are able to do their job as effectively and as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, that would be the horribly racist Donald Trump administration there, signing an executive order yesterday, once again doing everything he can to help historically black colleges and universities.
The one big beautiful bill, as the president calls it, a reconciliation bill, I think it can be and probably will be one of the most consequential pieces of legislation ever passed by the United States Congress.
You have it there, the House Speaker talking about this big beautiful bill and the fact that they are going to get this passed, and it's going to be huge.
He is not giving up on the fact that China has been ripping off the United States of America for far too long. And there's a president in the Oval Office right now who is no longer going to tolerate it.
Yeah, lots of noise out there. So much noise on tariff and trade and all of this. And quite frankly, I hope Donald Trump is ignoring all of it because he sees the big picture that these small-minded hedge fund managers do not. I'm sorry, Ethan. This isn't working. Here we go.
This person is upset because the Boston Marathon has allowed trans women to compete. And it's like, I don't understand why that takes anything away from you.
I don't understand it. That's somebody, I didn't even know how to refer to this person. That's somebody named Nikki Hiltz, who was, I had to look this up because I was looking at their face and I couldn't quite tell. And believe it or not, they, them is their pronoun.
Shocker.
Nikki Hiltz is an Olympian runner who was born a female but considers itself transgendered and non-binary but still competes as a female. Oddly enough, to your point earlier, this is a medal-winning Olympian who is non-binary, was born female, but competes as a female. She fancies herself a man, but she doesn't try to go out and compete with the men. But yesterday she's defending men being allowed to run as women in the Boston Marathon. Now listen to Jennifer Say ran the Boston Marathon. She finished in like 2 hours and 50 minutes. She just had a baby 6 months ago. This woman is amazing. But she decided to take a stand on this. She's now been kicked off her running team and was told she couldn't wear her running team's name on her shirt in the marathon because she dared to stand up and say
wow.
This.
found out that there were going to be men in the women's field of the Boston Marathon, my first instinct was to drop out. So I think the first thing I would say is to think about the stage on which you are competing and what can you do within that stage. So does it make sense to sit down on the starting line? If that's the case, do it. There's an opportunity here to make a public declaration that, like, I am here, I am going to compete, but I am not going to ignore this. I'm not going to pretend that it's okay. I'm not going to claim that I accept it. you know, I'm going to show up. I'm going to race the best that I can. I'm going to support and encourage other females. And I am also going to say, no, I don't approve of or accept these men as competitors in the women's field. So if you
She's been kicked off her running team, stripped of being able to wear their colors, which she did all this training for the marathon, just because she stood up and said it's not right for somebody born a biological male to be competing against in the women's category in the Boston Marathon.
It's ridiculous.
And this Nikki Hiltz, who was so critical of her, said, well, what difference does it make? You're not going to finish first. That was her approach. You're not going to be first anyway, so what matters if you're fourth instead of third? What, really? That's your basis for defending this?
It just goes back to the hypocrisy where the people who feel that way, it's not offensive to us to say that. We're just supposed to accept it.
Yes.
It's the loving thing to do. But if you turn it around, then we're hateful and you're getting stripped of your jersey and stripped of your team. I mean, just all the things. You're punished.
Look up the name Jennifer Say and watch her and see how she competed yesterday bravely. 6 months after giving birth to a child, and I don't know, I assume that was a personal best. I don't know what her final rank was in the race, but good for you, Jennifer. Good for you for standing up. You're an American hero for doing that. We do recognize that here. All right, quick break. We've got our buddy Ryan Schmelz on the other side here talking more about the latest murder of an American citizen by an illegal alien, even though the guy's The victim's senator is busy in El Salvador fighting for a different illegal alien. We'll be right back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Embassy, the Trump administration is doing nothing right now to comply with that court order. What they're doing is trying to change the subject.
Yep, that's Senator Chris Van Hollen on his return from El Salvador, where he's been going to pretty extraordinary efforts to help a non-citizen of the U.S., a citizen of El Salvador, get back to the U.S. In the meantime, his own constituents have been facing their own problems, including murder. Our Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio covering this story this morning. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So tell us about this latest incident in Maryland.
Right. So you have this woman. Her name was Lispia Ramirez Guerra. She was allegedly murdered by somebody who was in the country illegally. And, you know, we reached out to Van Hollen, asked for a statement on this, and he gave us one. And it says, I cannot imagine the grief and pain that the family of Ms. Guerra is feeling right now. My heart goes out to them during this incredibly difficult time as they mourn her loss. But the statement goes on to get into courts of law and due process, saying courts of law are where we punish the guilty and provide for the due process rights of all. That is why it is important to respect the rule of law and the decisions of our courts, which some might say is a tie or a reference to the ongoing situation with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, where Van Hollen alleges this person was not given due process before he was deported.
Yeah, so this would be the second case there, because we know he's sort of almost ignored the first one as well before all of this happened. Now, they'll say these aren't related, that Garcia wasn't accused of criminal wrongdoing in the United States, and that's the difference. But I think for a lot of people, they're looking at this thinking, the crime victims here were actually your taxpaying constituents, correct?
Yes, and Republicans have hit Van Hollen on this pretty extensively, arguing that, yes, there was a lack of outrage from him when Rachel Morin was murdered, and Rachel Morin's mother has alleged that Van Hollen has not reached out to her and she has had no contact with his office. So Republicans have certainly said that there has been a double standard from at least Van Hollen on this issue. And I mean, you talk to Republicans, they'll tell you that they want Democrats to keep making these visits to El Salvador and keep talking about this, because Republicans really do feel that the public's on their side when it comes to the immigration topic.
But Garcia did have a court hearing, and that was ultimately what led to him being deported. The mistake was that they sent him specifically to El Salvador. So when you've talked to Democrats, what more do they want for it to be considered due process?
Well, the big issue Democrats have right now is that the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that the Trump administration should facilitate his return back to the United States. And that has led to the word facilitate becoming the most debated legal term in the history of mankind, because, you know, Republicans will say, well, facilitate says, okay, we just provide for, you know, the resources for him to come back, but it's up to the nation of El Salvador to decide if he should be sent back to the United States or not, which El Salvador has said they're not going to do. But Democrats take that as, no, you have to bring him back to the United States because the Supreme Court is telling you to bring him back to the United States.
Yeah, that's very true. Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate the information out of Maryland this morning. Thank you, my friend.
Of course. Thank you.
Yep. We'll talk soon. Ryan Schmelz there. I think this is a losing argument for the left. And here's what I read this morning, that the Trump administration is quietly working to have this guy taken out of El Salvador to satisfy the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And what's probably going to happen is that he's going to be flown back to a detention facility either in Guantanamo Bay or some other country. Because if he comes back to the United States, he's just going to be deported again. He had a legal deportation order, just not to El Salvador.
Right.
So they're going to nuance. They're going to figure out a way to get him out of El Salvador to satisfy the courts, but they're going to send him somewhere else.
So if the Supreme Court had not made that ruling that the U.S. should facilitate his return out of El Salvador, would the Democrats still be crying, you need to give him due process?
Of course.
How? Because he already had this. He went through the court system and they said you need to deport him.
But he didn't go through a liberal, left-leaning, Biden-appointed judge who would have ruled the way
difference.
The Democrats want. He went through a regular deportation court where they looked and said, oh, yeah, you're here illegally. You're gone. That's what they want. That's what they really seem to be after here. All right, coming up, Tom Ackerman in here. We'll talk Blues. They're on the ice tonight. We'll get the details from Tommy in just a minute.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox. Make your mind
up. A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, I don't know about you, but I always perform better under pressure. So that's what the Blues are facing tonight. They'll be fine, right?
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Whoops, Hill, we'll get your mic on.
That's
here. Hang
all right.
On.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, there you go. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. It's a big night tonight, no doubt about it, Enterprise Center, and the Blues are playing in a place that they're very familiar. They've been great at home, and tonight they just have to play. You know, and I don't think this will be a problem. They need to play, as Jim Montgomery said, faster. And they're about speed, and they need to use that to their advantage. And I think tonight the crowd will give them a little extra boost, and they will be faster. Now, one thing that you have to be careful of in this environment tonight, because it's going to be raucous. I mean, the Blues fans are going to be ready to go. They're going to have been pre-gaming for hours. I mean, this thing starts at like 8:45.
Right. Late.
Yeah, right. By the time they drop the puck, it'll be like 8:45. I mean, they're going to be lit up tonight. So you've got to be disciplined. You know, you can't even as good as the crowd will be, and they're going to roar every time somebody lays a hit. But you got to be careful here and not get out of control, because if you put Winnipeg on the power play, they've been proven to beat you. I mean, especially that Mark Scheifele, he is a Blues killer. So you got to get yourself disciplined, play fast. and get the lead and let Jordan Bennington and this defense take care of the rest. The Blues are very much capable of winning this hockey game.
So, like in basketball, you'd say you got to put the ball in the basket. You got to put the ball in the basket. When my daughter was a swimmer and I'm no coach, I said to her one time, I think it would help if you just moved your arms faster. And she really did not appreciate that.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
neither
that
did
go
her
over?
Neither did her coach. So when you say play faster, I mean, these guys are already, I'm sure they're giving it their all when they're out there, right? I mean, what
well, they're
is,
giving
what
it their mean? All. Play faster means, you know, get the puck out faster. You know, it's just doing things a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And obviously skating faster and trying to beat people to the puck and those kinds of things. But doing everything you do at just a quicker speed. And that's what he means.
I mean
they play a hard offensive game is what he wants, which yeah. means, you know, you're putting the puck in the other zone and you're laying out some hits and making sure that you take care of business. But it won't be easy. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Winnipeg's a great, great hockey team.
How concerned should we be if they lose tonight? Because, you know, I'm not, I was going to say, because
yeah.
they say if you've lost three in a row, you'd have to win the next
yeah.
four
I mean,
in a
you
row.
Can't expect them to win four in a row yeah. against this Winnipeg team. But you win tonight,
you have a chance.
Now you got something because it's 2-1, and then you're going to play at home again on Sunday at noon. And a chance to even this series. I think most people expected, even those in Winnipeg, and I've been listening to the Winnipeg side of things as well on some of their podcasts. I always like to hear what the opponent says. And those media members expected this to be a long series, the 6 or 7 games. And I agree. But you have to win tonight, no doubt about it. And the Blues can do that. They are dealing with some injuries. I'm sure Winnipeg is as well. Robert Thomas has had a lower body injury that has not kept him out of this necessarily. But they're going to be hunting Thomas and Kyrou, without a doubt. I mean, Winnipeg's going to try to take those two players out of it. So you're going to have to find other lines to score in this thing. Not having Dylan Holloway has hurt them. He has tons of speed and a great two-way player at forward. But they have players that can do this. Jake Neighbors has done that. Jimmy Snuggerud had a great goal in game two. He's a sniper, that guy. I mean, he is really something. So, yeah, there is a special group of guys that have played tremendously well at home. So you got to hope that the Blues can do that.
What are the Battle Hawks doing this weekend?
They're okay. I mean, they lost another game, first back-to-back games for them. City is playing this weekend. The Cardinals are playing the Brewers this weekend. I am obviously all in on the Cardinals and everything that they're doing, but I am 100% focused on two teams right now, three teams, the Cardinals for sure, the St. Louis Blues, and the Ledoux Rams.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tell us about this.
I just didn't want to run out of time because I wanted to give you updates on what's going on with her.
Yeah.
But Erica, my daughter, and the Ledoux Rams. I would say, you know, I've seen a lot of good stuff in my life. This is a top 10 sports moment for me, I would say, ever. They beat my alma mater, MICDS, the number one team in the state. Ledoux beat them yesterday, 12-10.
Wow.
And Erica had 17 saves. Just to put that in perspective, like, you know, she stopped 17 of 27 lacrosse shots. That's crazy to mm-hmm. me. Now, there's nothing I could tell her. Like, yeah, stop more shots. And like,
move your stick faster.
Yeah, go faster. Yeah.
She just was in that zone. There's like nothing you can say except that she was locked in. You could see it from the beginning. And they're a great, great team. I mean, that MICDS team just keeps throwing athletes after athletes.
I remember playing them in high school, and they would whoop us.
So good. And, you know, Ledoux just held strong and started out fast, and then they just kept on them, and the game, the lead changes back and forth, and you know, as a goalie dad, you're sitting there just, you know, cringing, just hoping that you can get through it, and she's stopping, you know, shots, and at one point, about just under a minute to go, she looks up at Audrey, my daughter, and I, and she like pumps her fist, and she spotted us in the crowd, and she yep. jumped up and down during a whistle, and Audrey says to me, "This game's not over yet, Dad." And I'm like, "No, I know," but she could feel it coming. So yeah, it was a good moment, really good moment.
Congratulations,
thanks, man.
That's exciting.
Season's not over yet. Obviously, it was a regular season game, but that's one that I think she'll be able to tell her kids and her grandkids.
What year is she there?
Senior.
Senior.
Yeah. So this is it. You know.
So have the recruiters been on her?
They were, but she's going to go to Miami of Ohio. She's right. chosen to go there. Might play club lacrosse, you know. Why not just go have fun? Be a student. Don't, no pressure. Go have a good time with it. But, yeah, she may continue to do it or may not.
Wow. Good for her. I'm very excited for her. That's fantastic.
I appreciate that. So, great sports time right now all around. And I know I told you on Monday that I'm like, who cares? You know, when you said, oh, man, it's a bad sports weekend. And I was obviously kidding. Yeah. Sports do lift you up, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And that's one for me. I was kind of floating last night, to be honest with you. So it was good. Go Blues.
Let's go Blues.
Let's see if they can get it done.
I'm
nervous
for sure.
If they lose. I know I shouldn't think like that.
It's a good feeling.
Do you need to run out of here?
Yeah, I do. I kind of miss the feeling, honestly. You know, it's been 3 years since they hosted a playoff game, and I miss the nervousness.
You'll be there tonight?
I plan to be there tonight, yes. It's a late game, but I do plan to be in the house.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. All right. Thanks.
See you guys.
Congrats to your daughter.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. Like I said, I remember whenever we'd play the private schools, I don't know if it was, he was saying it was, they played at Ladue, but I remember they had the really nice AstroTurf, you know, and compared to Parkway West, not to diss Parkway West, but we had the grass, you know, that had the, you know, the little hills and it was uneven. And so you're used to ground balls because I played lacrosse, and it just total game changer when you're playing on a really nice field. Like MIC. I actually didn't realize he went to MICDS.
Oh, I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
No. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's those parent moments that you live for, right? Where you have no control over what the outcome is going to be, and your kid just steps up and takes care of it, and you're very proud of him.
You know, it's too bad that Tom doesn't know Jasmine Crockett.
That's true. He's a fellow graduate.
I wonder what the age difference is there.
I don't. We need to ask him sometime.
How old is... We won't give Tom's age away, but how old is Jasmine Crockett?
Would she have been there at the same
age?
I'm Googling
it right now.
She's
44.
Okay. All right.
I won't comment, but I'll just let you guys know she's 44.
To ask Tommy about that. I never thought to ask him that. Because maybe I didn't realize that he went there. I don't know. Interesting. That's good stuff. Speaking of a proud dad moment, it's not sports related, but... Tonight, Westminster opens up with the Hello Dolly, and my daughter's one of the leads in that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, one of the two or three leads in
I'll
that.
Be honest, I don't know what that play is about.
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I'll see
it
tonight.
It's not Dolly Parton, is it?
No. It's an older musical that they're redoing.
Never heard
of it. It should be fantastic. The reviews from the final dress rehearsal last night were rave.
Nice.
So I'll get to see it tonight.
That's awesome.
Yep. And it'll be a late night. For me.
Well, my big thing will be maybe Easton will go to the bathroom on the potty. You know, so that might
you
be my
go
night.
Easton.
He gets a chocolate chip if he does.
That's right. And like if he stops 17 of 27 shots on the toilet, then he's doing good, right?
That's right.
That's good. All right. Good luck with that, Kim. We appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to get to in other news for you. Next hour, we've got Jim Talent. We're going to talk to him about what's going on up in D.C. and maybe this latest Van Hollen incident where his own constituents are getting murdered and he's more worried about the murderers than his constituents. We're going to get to that for you straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I was among a bunch of people who boycotted Target when they put those tuck swimsuits right at the front of the store when you walked in.
Right.
Yeah, Mark, I think you did too. Well, then because they had so much pushback from that, they rolled back their DEI and some of that stuff that they had out there. Well, then the liberals came out and boycotted them, and there's some new survey or new research out that says that Target foot traffic has declined for 10 consecutive weeks since rolling back DEI.
Oh, my.
This
what
is
will
why
they do?
You stay neutral.
You
stop,
don't do
stop
the politics.
Seesawing.
Don't play it.
I know, because now you're pissing off both sides.
Yep. I still have no reason to go back. I mean, the fact that they rolled them back, yeah, I'm happy about that. That's how it should have been to begin with. But I've known. I just don't ever go to Target. I have no reason to.
Well, I don't often. I used to go regularly, so I will go in every now and then. But they've still lost money from people like me who it's just not my first choice.
Yeah.
What's that? Are you mic not on?
Yeah.
No, he's on.
I was gonna say
I got fired from Target back in the day.
Oh, did you?
So I didn't know love that.
To see it. Yeah. Drew. Drew's not going to Target anyway. Fired
Tell us
him.
Your real feelings, Drew.
COVID.
What did they do? What did you do?
It was just COVID.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? During COVID. Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. So they kind of, I don't
after,
know. You.
After the first year of, like, you know, everybody storming at 6 a.m. So, yeah.
Go woke, go broke, go unwoke, Target. Stay broke. That's it. That's kind of how that works out. So, you know, I recognize the name. When I saw this story, I recognized the name JoJo Siwa. But I had to look at I can honestly say when I pulled up her picture, I did not recognize her face. And in the picture I pulled up, she has rainbow-colored hair. Her hair shaved on each side of her head. And it's green and red and yellow and... apparently, she has realized she's on some reality show now, Celebrity Big Brother. She had identified as a lesbian, but has now decided she's not a lesbian.
Well, you know,
although
things,
she
things
has
change,
a partner,
right?
A partner who's a girl, she's now decided she's not a lesbian. But you're going to have to help me with this one, folks, because I'm a little confused. She said that she's changing letters in the LGBTQ thing to Q in the alphabet.
So she's just queer.
She's just queer.
So does that mean you're bisexual? No, because that'd be LGB. That'd be the B.
That'd be the B. What's the difference?
It's the Big Brother household. It's.
But what's the difference between being
queer
or being gay? I mean, I guess I don't know the difference.
These are genuine questions.
These are
you and
legitimate
I are not trying to be rude.
Questions.
I do not know the answer.
So if you tell me that you're a lesbian and now you're not sure you're a lesbian, but that means you might entertain a boyfriend, then that would make you bisexual. If because you're playing both sides of the game, right? You're like doubling your chances of a date on Friday night. So you've done that. But what if you're instead you're not that, but you're what's the difference?
The dating pool is so bad these days.
I guess
you just
so.
Have to better your odds.
You know, my God rest her soul. My grandmother, she was born in 1900. She died in 1986. And when somebody was just odd, her definition of them would be that person is plum queer. That's what she would say about them. Like I just grew up thinking it just meant you were different. Like
I've never heard that
and
term.
Then in the 80s the connotation meant homosexuality, but it didn't in her lexicon. Like when she was using it, that's not what it meant when she was growing up.
Well, people used to say I'm gay, I'm bright, I'm happy,
right?
Or they'd call flip-flops thongs, and I've even heard, like, I don't know if it was my parents, I mean, it was somebody in that generation who would say it, and I'm like, that just sounds weird. They're flip-flops.
Yeah, yeah.
Things definitely changed.
So I had to Google it. It is a term used to describe individuals who do not identify with traditional gender or sexual orientation categories. So they embrace a broader spectrum of identity. So I guess you could be lesbian, straight, gay,
bisexual,
furry, any whatever you wake up feeling like in the morning. If you just say queer, I guess that just... let you do anything you want.
Do you think that's what Shania Twain was originally singing about? Man, I feel like a woman was how she identified
guy.
On that day.
I gotta wonder.
She was just ahead of the time. I think she was very progressive in that song that came out. When did that song come out? The 90s?
Yeah, at least. Mm-hmm. At least with that Blue Origin flight, we now know what a woman is. Because supposedly there were five of them on that rocket.
There you go.
So they've defined it now. Now we know.
Well, they're astronauts, too.
True. We'll be back in a minute.